Well, this will be the first podcast of maybe many or none after this. I'm sitting by the fire cooking some barbecue to sell tomorrow at the store down the road from my house. They were nice enough to let me sell some of my stuff there after I talked with them. And I went out and I bought a grill, one you pull behind your truck. You can cook a few briskets on it, a few butts, a few ribs, chicken, you know, whatever you want, really. It's a good size, and I've been going up there now for the last, I think, seven, eight weekends. I don't think it's been quite eight, so I think it's been seven. And that's actually a little bit better than I thought. You know, people, at least in my area, I live probably about 25, 35 minutes outside of Atlanta, west of Atlanta, Georgia. And it's you know, the people out here are really, really nice. It's kind of humbling, you know, willing to give you a shot. You know, it ain't like I've sold anywhere else or done anything else anywhere. You know, so it's just some random dude popping up at a gas station selling barbecue off the back of his truck, basically. So, no, you know, I got a tent and a couple tables, all that jazz. But, yeah, I've pretty much sold out every single day that I've been up there, except last Sunday, I think it was. I didn't sell everything I had. I pretty much gave the rest of it to one of my neighbors, or a couple of my neighbors, and of course I took some and kept it here at the house. But yeah, it's been actually pretty decent, so I'm happy with that. So what that's kind of told me is, you know, whether you're looking to cook barbecue and sell it at a store, or you're looking to start a business of any sort, just try it. I'll be honest with you. I was nervous. I was scared that first day I went up there. I stayed up all night cooking everything. I usually start my cooks at around midnight, sometimes a little earlier, but generally right around midnight, 12, 12:30. You know, and this, what I'm doing is very tiring. You wouldn't think so because you're kind of just sitting around watching a fire, but there's a lot of other little stuff that goes into it to make really good barbecue. So, you know, I woke up, or I had cooked all night, I was tired, I was beat, you know, and then I actually had to go up there, set up everything, and sit there and sell barbecue to people who don't know me and who have never seen me there. So, you know, what I've learned is that your mind will play terrible tricks on you. Like, your mind is your biggest hater, I feel like. It's your own mind, you know, because I think your mind and everything, your brain has like safety switches in there, like, that just activate on their own. That keep you from doing, you know, scary stuff or stuff that you're, you know, you're nervous about or, you know, not real sure about. But that's what I'm saying is just try it out. If it ain't for you after a couple tries, you'll pretty much know. But here's what I gotta say about that. That if you do keep going and you do keep trying, if you really like what you're doing, then you just gotta push through it. And I don't think the road to building a business is easy. I've never thought that. That's why I'm 30 years old. And, you know, it that's why I've never tried anything before. My day job is catching animals, animal trapping, keeping them out of houses. I know how to do that, and I'm very good at it. I could have started a business doing that. It takes about the same amount of money as to start a, you know, barbecue vending trailer and all. So I just didn't love it. That brings me to my next point, and I'm sure you've heard it before. do what you really want to do. Do what you enjoy, or at least try to. It's a world of difference from doing something you're not truly committed in. Even if you genuinely just like your job, like you're okay with it, you know, you 80% like it, find something you really, truly enjoy 100%, and things will click for you. But, you know, right now, as I said, I've got a 9-to-5. Monday through Friday. Sometimes I do have to go out on the weekends. I do have a plan in place that if I'm cooking barbecue or something and selling barbecue at the store, if I've got to run out on an emergency call, somebody's got a damn snake in their house or something, you know, I have a plan for it. But anyway, so a lot of people will go, you know, oh, well, I'm doing this, I don't have time or whatever. And you may have heard before, you got time. There's extra time in there to work on it. Whether you're working on it after you get home at 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon till you go to bed, or you have to stay up a few hours later. And also, I want to point out, and this is big to me anyway, you got a weekend. If you're off on the weekends, then, or even if you're off just on Sunday, but if you're off on a weekend like me, most weekends, you've got 2 days right there. It's 48 hours to do something. Now, yeah, you're not going to really be able to go out, go to your friend's pool party. You're not going to be able to go out to the bar. I love doing that stuff. I love the party. you know, so you're going to have to obviously give up those sorts of things if you're really serious about it, if you enjoy, truly enjoy what you're doing. So those are some key points right there. If I didn't truly enjoy this, cooking good barbecue, enjoying the cook of it, enjoying serving good food to people, I wouldn't be doing it. I would be probably just coming home from a night of partying. But I take that back, actually, because I have a kid now. But you get what I mean. I would be inside just going to sleep after watching some TV or play it on my phone or something like that. And that's what I used to do up until, you know, I used to be, you know, hanging out, partying, going to the bars, going to restaurants, you know, that kind of thing back about, you know, 10 months ago now, because my girlfriend of 11 years, going on 12 in November, was pregnant. We just had our kid. He's actually 3 months old on Thursday. This past week. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I just wanted to get on here and try this out. I actually heard about this app through Gary V. I don't know if you all have heard of Gary V. He's a VaynerMedia guy. Good guy to listen to. I love his stuff. I'm surprised that people are seeing cars in my neighborhood at 3:30 in the morning, but anyway, I just wanted to point that out, because I was talking to my mom the other day about, you know, you do have the weekend, you know, those are 2 days right there you can use to work on something else. My mom was and pointed out that some people won't do it. And I said, well, that might be because that they haven't necessarily found exactly what they love. And when you find that, you'll be willing to give up some time and give up some, you know, some sleep and everything to do it. And just do what you feel is right. You'll know it. But ignore the bullshit in your brain. You know, those safety switches in your own head. Because it will try to convince you that don't do this because it's tough or it's hard or it's scary. And that's how my mom is. I love my mom to death, and she's awesome and has been a great parent to me, although she doesn't think so for whatever reason. But she's very conserved and, you know, has kind of had that mentality of, you know, get a job, do good for yourself, you know, try to be happy, be a good person in general. But, you know, there's just something else in me. Now, you're okay. If you're okay with being, you know, at a 9-to-5 and you're happy, then do it. Then do it. You know, I honestly wish that I was 100% happy in what I was doing and how it was with my work life, because I actually envy that. A guy that I work with, you know, he that's how he is. He likes what he does. He makes the money he makes, and he's happy doing what he does. But some people, like myself, so that's who I'm kind of trying to convey this message to, that, you know, if you're not, just try it. It took me, I've been wanting to start my own thing, doing something. I just didn't know what that something was. So let me stoke the fire really quick, throw another log on there. Anyway, you should try it. This is what I'm trying to get across. This is what, if I continue on doing these podcasts here, that I'm going to try to speak to the audience I would try to reach, is the people who, you know, want to do something, but, you know, need a little extra motivation maybe from a regular person out there in a little town outside of Atlanta, Dallas, Georgia. But, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and click this off. It's been about 12 minutes, and I don't really even honestly know how any of this works, but I'm going to see if I can figure it out, and maybe we'll keep this going.